Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Aaron, JPC, how's everybody doing? Sorry, I just woke up. This is not a bit, this is real.
Adel, your pillow's still stuck to your face. Do you want to take a second?
Oh, yeah, I have pillows on either side of my face just in case I toss and turn in the night.
And Adel, I noticed that you don't have a shirt on. Did you fall asleep on a waffle iron? What is this interesting cross pattern all over your body?
Yeah.
Think quick, Adel. Don't tell him you sleep on a waffle iron. That is a waffle iron.
Never mind. Withdrawn. Question withdrawn.
Okay. Wow, I didn't realize I woke up in court. Are we being sued? Is someone finally
probably.
Suing us for...
Okay. I've never opened our mail, not once.
Yeah, if there's a God in heaven, then yes.
Okay, well, just to slip this under the wire, before the judge, I see him up there on his high bench, or her. Women can be judges.
Mm-hmm. Nice save.
Really nice save. Truly, really nice save.
Adel, we need to get you like a cup of coffee, like a human cup of coffee.
Oh, that would be amazing. Aaron, do you happen to be in Chicago directly in JPC and I's neighborhood?
Nope.
Okay. Well, that coffee will have to wait. But slipping in under the wire before the
Why
judge passes
me?
Down.
I mean, I'm definitely here.
Before the judges passes down their sentence, I thought maybe we could do like an internationally flavored episode. Like, think about when we look at our audience listenership, we have around the world people listen. We have people in all six continents. I don't count Antarctica because I don't think they have a government.
I thought you were going to say Australia. And I was like, amen.
Or Australia. But I thought, what do you two think about getting some international flavor in here? Really pushing the boundaries of what this podcast can be.
What is my favorite international flavor?
Ooh.
Turmeric.
Well,
turmeric, I believe.
It's not a turmeric. As Arnold Schwarzenegger famously said,
a turmeric.
We have a guest here from all the way across the pond in the lovely old country of England. I believe that's part of Europe.
I think the country, well, not anymore. I think the country might be the United Kingdom.
I'm so American sorry. Education system is doing great, by the way.
I'm just going to let you guys argue over this.
From old Albion Britannia herself, please welcome actor and, I believe, Hey Riddle listener, Ethan Lawrence.
Correct on both counts. Hello. Woo!
Welcome, Ethan.
Thank you so much. This is amazing. Look at
and
this.
Ethan, we have never met, correct?
We have never met.
Okay, and do I detect, I'm going to, wild guess, Essex? Is this an Essex accent I'm hearing?
I mean, there's traces of it. I've sort of flattened it so I could get casted in things because it's a disgusting accent. It's horrible.
It feels flatter. It's like a flatter Essex accent.
This is a lie. This is bullshit. All three of us asked him where he's from.
Sequentially as well. We're all on the same call.
Moments ago. Ethan, thank you so much for joining us. You do live in Essex. What are some shows that I think we met on Twitter, and I know you from the delightfully dark comedy Afterlife on Netflix. Where else might people have seen you?
I mean, that's probably, for an international flavor, that's probably going to be the main one. I've mainly been working in British comedy for a long time. There's a chance you might have seen a film called How to Talk to Girls at Parties that I was in. It was based on a Neil Gaiman short story. That was fun.
Oh, yeah.
But I tell you what, you want to talk international. On February 10th of this very year, 2023, if you're listening currently, or maybe in the future, maybe in the past. Who could possibly say?
Well, British times and American times are wildly different.
Six hours, even.
It's not coming out on February 10th in the UK. It's coming out sometime in June. There will be Magic Mike 3, The Last Dance.
Whoa!
In which I play a stage manager in a bizarre sequence of events that somehow got me there. So that's going to be the one. That's going to be the one.
Do you get to dance?
Hold on.
I do not, because we wanted people to actually watch the film, not run screaming from the theater. Eyes bleeding.
I'll definitely see that because I hella enjoyed the first two Magic Mike movies. Very good movies.
It's almost like...
It's Valentine's Day weekend.
Take your loved one. Magic Mike 1 and 2, I would compare, truly, to maybe like Paddington, where someone... a la Paddington, because people told me they're like, Paddington's amazing. And I was like, I'm not a kid. And same with Magic Mike, where they're like, you got to watch Magic Mike. And I'm like, that's not for me. And then both of it's for kids.
No, that's for babies.
I'm not a little fucking baby. I'm not going to go watch Magic Mike.
And then I watched both, and I was like, oh, this is just a fucking great time. Like,
yeah, good time.
Mm-hmm. It's just a wonderful time. Ethan, we had some episode content planned, but that all goes out the window now. Because for the next 45 minutes, I just want to hear about how was Channing Tatum?
Yeah.
He was lovely. And he was lovely in a way that you never can tell with, like, you know, big stars. Because he's sort of like, are you being nice in an authentic way, or are you being nice in an actor kind of way?
Yeah,
difficult to tell. All I know is I came in on day one. I'm in the makeup trailer. I'm getting did up. And in comes old Channing Tatum. He comes along and he's like, hi, I'm Chan. And I'm like, oh, Chan!
Did he dance for you? You want it?
I mean, no,
the lights in the makeup
me.
Trailer.
He sort of danced for everyone in the film. He's really sexy.
I wonder if Jackie is pissed that Channing Tatum is going around calling himself Chan. He's like, come on.
Well, he's on his way out, I think.
Yeah, well, okay. I hope they had a conversation. I hope he passed the torch.
I want to believe they had some sort of like alley fight. Jackie Chan, I think, is bruised and battered at this point.
Chan probably just spent the majority of the fight saying, I don't want any trouble. Just like waving his hands in front.
Yeah, surely his one catchphrase is waving his hands in front of his face saying, I don't want any trouble. Please, no fight.
Trouble.
Can I ask you a question, Ethan?
Of course.
British comedy is my favorite comedy. And I don't say that to everybody who comes on the show, but it is.
only the Brits.
Only the Brits. Who were like your biggest comedic influences growing up? Like, who are some of your favorite people?
And they can be American too.
No.
They should be. They should be.
If you love
famously,
the scary movie franchise.
Comedy was invented in America in 1967. So one of the biggest influences I had was a fella called Rick Mayall, who had a sitcom in the 80s called The Young Ones.
Oh, yeah.
I watched it when I was very young. Far too young to understand the sort of anti-Thatcherite politics of the day. Mm-hmm. But I just like the fact that they kept like beating each other up and throwing pans at each other's heads. I enjoyed that.
Now, Ethan, you would know better than I would, but I have seen the series. That went for only like 13 episodes or something?
Just 12.
12. And I think Americans...
Wild to guess 13.
I went one above.
Two series and a Christmas special.
I will say when someone showed it to me, introduced me to it in college, and the way they got me to watch is very sad, which was they're like, it stars the guy from Drop Dead Fred, the imaginary Fred.
Wow.
So that's the way I was like, oh, that's my inroad.
That's a fair enough inroad. Like, you know, he decided, he took the opportunity that was given to him and went off to the States to make a bloody film in that.
Now, is that Richard Mayall or is one of the other gentlemen Richard Mayall?
No, that was him. That's the very
man
himself.
Him. Oh, perfect. Yeah. What are
He was like a mainstay of the British comedy scene throughout the 80s and the 90s, and even until his unfortunate death in the middle of the 2010s. He was still kicking around.
I didn't know about his death when I said the movie he was in, and now I feel terrible.
It's fine. Don't worry about it. He didn't die because of the movie.
Phew.
1, 2, 3, 4, hey, riddle, riddles, clue, crew.
Hey, if you like that, you are going to love the rest of the episode. Listen now at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle.